This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, friends, to show number 17 of Mondo Bizarro. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your carpet cleaner as we shampoo the craziness in your brain's rug. All facts and reports are 100% true and genuine. So please have all your furniture moved as we attempt to get at that nasty stain that was caused by your spilling this week's mud from Mondo Bizarro.
Real Bizarro news.
A Portuguese man left money in his will to 70 people he randomly picked out of the phone book. Luis da Camara made his will at the age of 29 by picking names out of the Lisbon telephone directory. He had no family, reports the local newspaper. Luis died earlier this month, aged just 42, leaving two houses, a car, and £17,000, or about $34,000 in cash. The 70 strangers will each get around £6,000, or about $12,000. One beneficiary, Helena Soros, said, "At first, I thought it was just a hoax, but I need the money, and I'm very grateful to him." A Russian chemistry student sparked a terrorist alert when he blew up part of a dormitory while he was doing his homework. Sergei Makarenko, age 20, was mixing chemicals at the Moscow State University dormitory as part of a studying project when the explosion happened. A spokesman for police who rushed to the scene fearing an extremist group had carried out a terrorist attack said it was as if someone had just let a bomb go off. A student, Audrey Kreshjev, said, "We all thought it was a terrorist attack at the time. I guess sometimes even homework can be dangerous." A U.S. plumbing company is offering customers the chance to win an exclusive toilet named the Pimped Out John. Roto-Rooter's toilet comes equipped with a TV, a DVD player, an Xbox 360, and an iPod. There's also a laptop computer, a refrigerator, and a beer tap, reports the newspaper The Metro. The toilet comes complete with an emergency button in case there are any plumbing problems. The contest for the toilet starts on January the 24th on the company's website at www.rotorooter.com. A guard dog's toilet break cost a German jeweler £1 million worth of gold and diamonds. Harold Herzman had hired a security guard and a guard dog for his journey from Dusseldorf, Germany, to Austria. He was supposed to be delivering two suitcases packed with his latest jewelry creations. He said, "I was walking the dog together with a security man, and somebody grabbed the suitcases right out of the car." Police believe it was an opportunist theft from the unmarked car and are investigating reports that two youngsters were seen running from the area carrying the suitcases off. A model was thrown off of a bus for being too tall. Josephine Keim, who is 5 feet 11 inches tall, was told by the driver as she boarded the number 9 bus in London that she would have to get off because she would have to stand and would block the view in his mirror. According to the Sun newspaper, Josephine from Chelsea said, "I thought he was joking. Then he started to get very impatient and angry with me. It was ludicrous." A spokeswoman apologized but insisted that the driver could not be traced. A Vietnamese farmer is playing classical music for his pigs to boost their productivity. Nhien Chi Cong plays the music of Beethoven, Mozart, and Schubert to his 3,000-plus pigs while they're eating. The 44-year-old said he started playing recordings of classical symphonies and sonatas over loudspeakers for the benefit of his workers. But then he also found that the music seemed to have a soothing effect on the pigs, reports the Sky News. "I saw that my pigs started eating more and that they were gaining weight faster than usual," he said. He now plays the tunes of the great European composers daily from 7 to 11 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m. "I think I am the first farmer in Vietnam to apply this technique," he said. Mr. Cong, who has run the farm in southern Dong Nai province near Ho Chi Minh City for the past 22 years, said, "Local farmers come here to learn from my experience. I think that music is good not just for pigs, but also for other domestic animals, too."
Bizarro Holidays.
Your monthly observances continue with National Clean Up Your Computer Month, National Get Organized Month, National Glaucoma Awareness Month, National Hot Tea Month. Your weekly observances are National Skating Week, International Printing Week, National Fresh Squeeze Juice Week, Week of Christian Unity, Healthy Weight Week, Hunt for Happiness Week, and Bald Eagle Appreciation Days. Your daily calendar of events are, on the 18th, it's Get to Know Your Customers Day and Winnie the Pooh Day. On the 19th, it's National Popcorn Day. On the 20th, it's Fancy Rat and Mouse Day, Inauguration Day, Islamic New Year's Day, Penguin Awareness Day, National Butter Crunch Day, and RV Workers and Work Campers Day. On the 21st, it's National Disc Jockeys Day, National Hugging Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, and World Religion Day. On the 22nd, it's Answer Your Cat's Questions Day, Better Business Communications Day, and Celebration of Life Day. On the 23rd, it's National Handwriting Day, National Pie Day, National Speak Up and Succeed Day, Rid the World of Fad Diets and Gimmicks Day, Measure Your Feet Day, and Snowplow Mailbox Hockey Day.
Bizarro Facts!
Jellyfish have no brains, yet they can tell light from dark and sense movement. The face of a penny can hold about 30 drops of water. Medieval knights put shark skin on their sword handles to give them more of a secure grip. They would dig their sharp scales into their palms. The only planet without a ring is Earth. Shrimps' hearts are in their heads. The movie Wayne's World was filmed in just 2 weeks. If you feed a seagull Alka-Seltzer, its stomach will explode. The raised reflective dots in the middle of the highways are known as BOTS dots. Boris Karloff is the narrator of the seasonal television special, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. A group of unicorns is called a blessing. 12 or more cows are known as a flink. And a group of frogs is called an army. The song Rosanna from the 80s was written about the actress Rosanna Arquette. Warren Beatty and Shirley MacLaine are brother and sister. Starfish don't have brains. The term flying on cloud 9 originated from military flights. Cloud types are classified as numbers, with cloud 9 being a very tall thunderstorm. Jets have to climb to an extremely high altitude in order to fly over cloud 9. A dog's sense of smell is one of the keenest in nature. If a pot of stew was cooking on a stove, a human would smell the stew, while the dog could smell the beef, the carrots, the peas, the potatoes, all the other individual ingredients in the stew. Their sense of smell is so keen, in fact, if you were to unfold and lay out the delicate membranes from the inside of a dog's nose, the membranes would be larger than the dog itself.
Well, friends, that's going to wrap up show number 17 of Mondo Bizarro. We hope you've enjoyed yourself. Perhaps you'll stop by again next week and hear our next episode. In the meantime, remember to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground. That's all, folks.